NPR's Tiny Desk Contest inspired thousands of artists this year, including Lillian Francis from Davis. Nick Bruner interviews Lillian about her new music. Mino Yancey pursues musical freedom with a jazz fusion streak. The Leak has a new album for times like these. Feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. Feel pressure. Live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true. Being honest with myself would appeal to you. I feel pressure when I wake up. And later, Joe Kai explores his musical and cultural identity on his new album, Migrants. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight Music is next. Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight Music, featuring some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. Lillian Francis is a music producer and singer-songwriter in Davis. Out of more than 700 entries from California, her Tiny Desk Contest video submission for the song Phone Wallet Keys caught the attention of Hey Listen host Nick Bruner. So Lillian talked with Nick about why she had to, at one point, switch from guitars to synthesizers.
The summer after I came back from Spain, I was working on a farm in Winters, California, and I got tendonitis from over-harvesting girthy vegetables, i.e. butternut squash. There's a lot of pinching happening out in the fields. It led me to get tendonitis, and I had to stop playing guitar, which was really, really devastating for me because it's such a means of expression. It's like another limb. So to have this acoustic amputation, I was like, well, how do I express myself? How do I make music? And that's when I really started diving into electronic music because it was the only kind of music that I could make.
Had you played with synthesizers?
Yeah, I'd been producing at that point for about 2 years, but I never performed live with my laptop because it's so much more comfortable to perform with a guitar. It's so much more part of you and incorporated into your body. Working through such a foreign, object, such as a computer, like the computer knows what it wants. If I'm playing guitar and I mess up, I just keep going and the guitar catches up to me. But if I trigger the wrong thing or press the wrong instrument, it can really throw you off in the middle of your set. So I was nervous to learn that, the aspect of performing live.
Did you spend much time mourning the loss of your ability to play guitar?
Absolutely. But also, you can mourn something, but at the same time be like, well, it's not going to get any better by like sitting here and thinking about all the songs I could have written, you know, as long as I have some musical. And I don't know, it made me appreciate my electronic music so much more because if I hadn't had that outlet, what would I have been doing? Like whistling? I don't know. I still whistle.
Cause I lost my
stars, acoustic imputation, sensitive stars, an audience before me, the words were all gone, silent as a singer, forgotten are the songs.
Okay, and the song Flinch, it comes from your experience living in Spain, right? Tell me more about that.
So I went to like a Spanish immersion elementary school and spoke in high school and college and then moved to Spain after college. And so I've always spoken Spanish, but I've never been able to roll my R's. And like my sister has pretty much the same Spanish capabilities of me, has like the best R roll. And I just like, I can't do it. So when I'd be in Spain, for the most part, I have a pretty good accent. People would normally think I'm like Italian or something. I didn't really come across as American, which flattered me. But they would know as soon as I messed up that R, they're like, oh, where are you from? Like, you can't pronounce that. And it was such a sore thumb. I don't know. That really made me stand out. Like, I speak the language. I really do, and I'm pretty fluent. But at the same time, my personality is composed of so many nuances and, like, little quips and really bad jokes and plays, you know, on words that just can't come across. Like, I remember once I was trying to make a joke in Spanish, and I wanted to say, haha, cat's out of the bag. And I was like, gato fuera bolsa? And everyone's like, just silence. And I was like, oh, okay, no. So anyways, I like coming back to the States and being able to communicate really well with everyone. I know, it just like opened up this whole new possibility of communication and self-expression.
Well, it's so interesting. You're such an ebullient person.
Thank you.
And very friendly and open. When you're living in Spain, do you feel like that was that tempered by the language barrier, even though you spoke Spanish fluently?
I don't know. I kind of, when I went to Spain, I thought I was going to make a lot of friends. I'm like, I can make friends anywhere, whatever. But I went to a pretty isolated part of Spain. I was up in Galicia, and most people there speak Gallego, as well as Spanish, because I was in a pretty main city. But I thought it was going to be really easy to make friends, and it turns out it was pretty closed off and a little bit difficult. So I think that contributed to, I don't know, me becoming more open energy-wise, because when you can't communicate with someone with words, you really think about how you're presenting yourself with your energy and your vibe. And so I would have to walk into a room and without saying anything to anyone, be able to convey my personality just by my presence.
That sounds like a lot of nuance has to be put into body language and expression.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
Yeah. And also just getting better at listening to people and understanding them, because the more you understand people and listen to them, you know, the more it's reversed and you get that same respect. So yeah, it was a great learning opportunity, and I'll be back in like 2 months.
Is that gonna be regular? Do you feel like that's a regular part of your life? Is that something you want to go pursue and live abroad and live in Spain full time?
Yeah. Well, when I moved back to Davis in the summer of 2016, it was my intention to go back to Spain and live there for another year. But I got here and I realized that everything I wanted was right here. And so I didn't go back, but I miss it all the time. Like, I'm going to go back this summer for 3 months just because I miss the language so much. The way it slithers through my mind, Spanish versus English, is just so gratifying. I feel like when people talk to me in Spanish, they talk in cursive, and it, like, pets my mind in a way that people in English talking in print, I don't know, it doesn't. So that's why I like singing in Spanish, too. It just gives it a whole new dimension.
Going back to your early days as a musician, so you got a guitar around the age of 12, mm-hmm. but you didn't really start playing it until college. What was it that kept you in high school from really diving in?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to be a musician. Like, when you'd play, you know, the game Life, and you'd get handed, like, the career cards, I would always pick singer.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of American Idol as a kid and would, like, daydream about me being, you know, on the stage and being a musician and performing for people. And, oh, my God, I tried out for, like, every talent show every year, and I never actually did it because I'd always get chickened out, right? So I think a lot of it had to do with just fear. And while nobody told me I couldn't do it, nobody told me I could. Like, I didn't realize it was a thing where if you wanted it bad enough, you can do it. There's a funnel. There's an equation. If you put yourself into that equation and you make people listen, they'll listen. And you can do that.
And when did that happen for you? When did you give yourself permission to be a musician?
I didn't tell anybody out loud I wanted to be a musician until I was living in Spain. And I think everyone knew, but I was too embarrassed to say it. For it's dumb to be embarrassed about what you want. It's stupid, but I was embarrassed. Another turning point for me was I was speaking with a friend of mine. Her name's Abby Diamond, and she's an incredible artist, musician, songwriter. And she lived in New Orleans at the time, and she was telling me about the music videos she was shooting and the album she was recording and the producers she was working with, and she's doing all of this independently. And it's the first time it clicked in my mind, like, oh, you can do that. I can do it. Oh, okay. And yeah, as soon as it clicked, then I was like, oh, this is lit. Like, this is absolutely what I have to do.
Well, Lillian Francis, thank you so much for coming to Capital Public Radio. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Was Lillian Francis, a synth pop musician based in Davis. A longer version of her interview was featured on the Hey Listen podcast with Nick Bruner last week. Lillian's new EP, Timeism, is set for release on May 4th, and she has some shows coming up next month in Davis and the Bay Area, as well as performance videos recorded here at Cap Radio. You can find all of that and more on our website, capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Mino Yancey is a jazz fusion group in Sacramento. The band members are keyboardist Damani Rhodes, guitarist Brandon Kendricks, bassist Christian Moore, and the drummer Styx. Mino Yancey has performed at South by Southwest, the San Jose Jazz Festival, and the Crocker Art Museum. I asked Styx about how he came up with the band's name.
I was looking up just musical names, and I was looking up different languages, and I came up with the name Freedom of Music. But when I was looking up these different languages, it sounded better when Mino came first, because Mino means musical, Yancey means freedom. So instead of Freedom of Music, it became Musical Freedom. And it's two different African languages. One's South African, which is Mino, and another one's Northern Nigerian, Yancey is. So Sesotho and Hausa.
Okay, how'd you all come together? Who wants to tell that story?
Honestly, it's all because of me.
Says humbly.
I'm not much of a talker. I'm not a huge boaster. Yeah, no, I don't really get down like that. I'm the quiet one of the group. Pretty much these are my pupils. I used to play guitar, so I taught him. Played bass, taught him. The only reason why he's here is because of me. So you guys are welcome. I brought them all together.
No, we came together as a band, was it a year and a half ago now? Yep. It started off, I actually had a trio called the Damani Rhodes Trio, and I was playing some music that I wrote, and I eventually wanted to put together a fourth member of the band, and I wanted it to not just be my thing, but for it to be everybody's thing that we all contribute to, that we all write for, and it's ours that we all own together. And so that's how we kind of came together, and it's just since that first gig, it's worked.
Last year at this time, you were at South by Southwest,
right,
which is happening this week. That must have been a great experience. You were a brand new band then.
Right. We hadn't had any music out or anything. We got to partner up with some of our friends out of Oakland called Soul Development, and they were going on a tour, and they wanted us to play for them. And so we were like, you know what? We'll play for you guys if you guys let us do some of our stuff. And it worked, and we did a bunch of cities playing So Far Sound shows and some other venues as well. And we went from here to L.A. to Arizona to Texas, down to South by Southwest and back.
So that's Damani and Styx and Christian and Brandon. So let's hear some music from Mino Yancey. It's Mino Yancey. Styx, you must be a fabulous teacher because these guys are tearing it up on bass and guitar. And if you taught them.
This is what I do.
Wow.
This is what I do. Everything that they know.
Tell me about this. Brandon Christian, tell me about learning from him.
Come
on, B.
Tell it right. You were flying on that guitar.
I had to chase him down. He was up in the mountain in the Himalayas working at ginseng, on a ginseng patch, raising goats and chicken.
And you made the pilgrimage.
I did.
And said, teacher, share with me the secrets.
Yes.
Bless me.
I am his sensei.
Right. No, I was just a fan of music, and Styx just happened to show up in my life and was like, here's the bass, learn it, and let me teach you the ways.
That's it, bro. That's it. I gave him his cheat.
All right. You're really tight, and everybody is technically really spot on. Do you practice a lot?
Yes,
daily.
Yes, I can tell.
Daily.
Yeah.
Practice is a big part of the thing.
Yeah. How about writing the music? What's that process like?
For writing the music, there's a lot of songs, because I write a lot of the songs. And a lot of the songs that have that we play, but they also write. And so the way it has worked many of the times is I've written songs on my own that I've brought to the band, and then everybody contributes their flavor, their feel, the piece of them that makes it us. Sometimes we also come with just bits and pieces of ideas, like, oh, I have this section of something, of an idea that I was working on, and then someone may elaborate on it. Or we've written songs even where we just come to rehearsal and Styx will start a groove out of nowhere, and we'll just build on it, and all of a sudden it becomes a thing.
I figured that was happening.
So there's multiple ways that we do it. The magic typically happens when we come together, and no matter what someone has created on their own, or if anything has been created at all, when it comes together, that's when it becomes Mino Yancey.
Mino Yancey is MINOYANCI.
Yep.
And I love the vibe between the four of you, too. You know, the music aside, it just seems like you really enjoy each other and there's a real happy spirit between you.
Well, I mean, so we took acting classes.
I'm not sure he meant that the way that came out.
The truth is, I'm an old school teacher, so I have the paddle. And so when they don't
now
act
we're back
right,
to the Himalayas, aren't we?
Exactly. I have a paddle on the wall. Just
I'm going to leave you back to your spiritual seeking. And what are you wanting to do next?
Well, I mean, the goal of the dream is, you know, to play this music and travel and to, you know, amass a fan base of people who love what we're doing and inspire people to be free. We call this freedom music, and that's our whole MO. That's why the name is Musical Freedom itself. And that's what we're trying to express, and hopefully people can gravitate towards that concept and enjoy the music and enjoy the now and feel the freedom and all that stuff. So what we would like to do is do some more collaborations with different artists and put out more EPs and release more music and play more shows and just continue to be free in this way.
Dino Yancey, with Damani Rhodes on keyboard, Brandon Kendricks on guitar, Christian Moore on bass, and Styx on drums. Their self-titled EP is streaming on Bandcamp and Spotify. You can see Mino Yancey at Concerts in the Park in July, but if you can't wait, you can watch videos of them performing in our studio. They're performing the songs The Adventure and Say Cheese. It's all at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Leak is a jazz and hip-hop combo based in Las Vegas. Rasar, the band's MC, grew up in the Sacramento area, and you might remember his solo career from a decade ago when he performed under the stage name Random Abilities. A few years ago, Rasar relocated to Las Vegas, and that's where he met his bandmates, Nick Schmidt on bass, Jeremy Klowicki on drums, Sean Carbone plays guitar, and Jason Corpus plays keyboards. The Leak stopped by the Insight Studio and talked with Cap Radio's Randall White while putting the finishing touches on a new album titled Times Like These.
The new album has a song on it called The Lick.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are The Leak.
Correct.
There's a connection there.
Yeah. Actually, when we go places, literally the staff of places will make bets with each other. Often I've been told, we've been making a bet. Is it The Lick or is it The Leak? The short version of it is I was touring overseas with my friend Butterscotch, who's from Davis, and we were watching a band, and there's this thing called The Lick, which is a big jazz joke that I wasn't in on, and I asked this lady why she was laughing at a very serious moment, and it turned out she had a very thick accent, and she said, you don't know the leak? And I was like, what? And she was like, you don't know the leak? Turns out she was saying, you don't know the lick, you don't know the leak, and it goes, and there's variations of that. Basically, we have a song called The Lick, which it sounds maybe like it's just a meandering of various genres, but it's basically meant to show how interconnected all this is, because we have a very wide background. You know, we love folk, and we love jazz. Jazz and punk and reggae and classical, all these different things. So we are being a representative of the larger family of music. And so the first verse is just about that. And then the second verse, actually, I tell the story of how the name came about.
It lives in you. It lives in me. Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
And everybody feel it. You don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick, yo. One vibe, one rhythm, one heartbeat. Unifying the vibes, wisdom, and art meet at the intersection of innovation and discipline. Let it flow freely while generating the dividends. It's all about tone and feel, play with emotion. Soundscape shape your brain waves and mold them. Soul blends with the funk and jazz. Rocking hip hop is the modern blues at last. The freestyle gospel locked you in a house. Don't be trapped by the techno beat, just break out. Check it, it's like a jungle sometimes inside a disco. Hypnotic sonically popping just like Calypso. Doo-wopping across the country, your bossa nova. Dubstepping on dance floors the world over. Swing to the afro beat, then ride a new wave. Electronic metal is punking you with the drum and bass. The new wage is classical and ambient. I pass this ragtime like reggae. We be jangling with a psychedelic trance in a quiet storm. Drop beats like acid and blast the norms. With a vibrant flow, bounce spicier than Zydeco. Alkaline rhythms combined with down tempo lines that pass standards. There is no alternative. Musical fusion is the way that we prefer to live. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lick. It lives in you.
You.
It lives in me.
Me.
And everybody feel it. The lick is universal, underground, commercial, avant-garde, top of the pops, whether rehearsal or showtime. Don't need a reason or rhyme, the sneakiest line, we spot it at the drop of a dime.
No matter what the genre eventually pops up.
What?
For the first time I heard it in my head, it got stuck. When it began, that's all a part of the mystique. Now here's a little story of why we call it the leak. In 2014, on a trip to Switzerland, the Butterscotch show was over, so we trickled in a little jazz club, checking out the sounds. Mellow vibe to the band started laying it down. Now right when the vibe really started to peak, energy was so intense, nobody wanted to speak. A 6-foot French lady gave a cackle of squeak. And when I asked her why, she said, you don't know the Jazz 9-101, a new fashion. Funny how my whole life changed with one question. Demand your attention more than a suggestion. Shaped our sound, film, mythos, and progression. Now there you have it, kick the lick like a habit. Word of David Bowie can't escape the labyrinth. Hard to consider this bit of musical madness. The vibration everybody feel across the atlas. It lives in you,
you.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the
lyrics.
It lives in you,
you.
It lives in me.
Me.
And everybody feel it, you don't know the
lyrics.
It lives in you,
you.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the
lyrics.
It lives in you,
you.
It lives in me.
Me.
Everywhere we go, you don't know the lyrics.
The jazz and hip hop combo, The Leak. Who inspires you guys? How did you get into music and find your niche that you're in now?
Personally, I started playing guitar like 12 years ago. And I was really into, you know, classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page. Then in high school, I got into jazz. So then I decided to go to UNLV for their jazz program. I mean, we all are have a lot of jazz influence for sure. But, you know, like I said, I have classic rock influence, a bunch of other stuff. I'm sure the other guys have other influences, too.
Yeah, I think in general, at least as far as the band goes, the four of us come from backgrounds where we were raised on styles of music that are not jazz-based hip-hop.
Yeah, I think that's common, right?
Yeah. Through the progression of each of our lives, whether we grew up listening to like classical music or classic rock in Sean's case or stuff like that, we found jazz, and that's sort of what connected us as a unit. And then Sean was like, I want to put a rapper on that.
Let's hear those influences migrated over toward the microphone, so I'll let you get back to your instruments.
All right, yeah, this first song right here is called Pressure. It's something that we wrote while we were in the middle of tour. We're going to play this song called Pressure about what it's like doing this here year-round. So it goes a little something like this.
And this one right here is called Pressure. Now we all feel it, we all go through it. Either way, we gon' make it. Huh. Yeah, I feel pressure. I feel pressure. I feel pressure. Huh. Good God, I feel pressure. Yeah, all my people, Las Vegas, Sacramento, all across the world. Yeah, we feel pressure. Every morning that I wake up, I hope I survive. A lot to give thanks for, but performing in dives is not the way I wanna end my career. Feeling still when I tried to walk away, something kept me right here. Really getting clearer, everyone is just a mirror, reflecting what we need to see from our interior. Rearrange your thoughts on that mental feng shui.
What?
Any day that you get is a gift, I must say. Bills are piling up and I'm really getting worried. Success is necessary, needed in a hurry. I bury myself into the music, hoping I don't lose it. Lately I've been crazy, way too lazy to pursue it. Am I stupid? Nah, but the moves used to be fluid. I'm trying to manifest monumentally like the druids. It's hard to build your network when you're reclusive. Y'all wanna know what the truth is? I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure. Live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true. Being honest with myself, but I feel to you. I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure. Live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true. Being honest with myself, but appeal to you. Moment that I wrote this was damn near homeless. Losing all my focus, I don't know what hope is. Jiggers up, it's been a bluff for years. I try to build a buzz, it's time to face the facts and just admit that I am not enough. That don't mean that I devalue my essence, but right now it's all about your social media presence. Talent's not a factor, the wackier you are, the better. My effort feels like trying to end war with a little descendant to whoever. Truly clever with the new endeavor, and the competition's bigger, even if we did it better. They say don't compare yourself to anyone, but when we run a campaign that flops, I feel the pain, you only see the fun. Please believe me, we need funds. Don't let the suits fool you, I feed off crumbs. Success, sex, and checks all fade with the flesh. Truth be told, nobody knows what's next. Here to relieve it and getting better. The deeper we dive in water, the more than it's getting wetter. Feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure. Live life through my songs. I feel pressure to
keep it real and true. Speaking honest with myself, but appeal to you. I feel pressure when I wake up in the morning. I feel pressure. Live life through my songs. I feel pressure to keep it real and true. Speaking honest with myself, but appeal to you.
We're here with The Leak featuring Rasar as MC, guitarist Sean Carbone, Nick Schmidt on bass, Jeremy Klawicki on drums, and Jason Korpas on keyboards. And you collaborated with the Philharmonic on the new album. What was it like working with him?
I remember I had heard about the Philharmonic online in early 2017, and I had never seen it, but I'd just seen the name around. Of course, Hobo Johnson was, you know, making his rounds. And I just remember I ran into this gentleman, and I had kind of maybe seen one picture of him, so I wasn't sure if it was him. And he knew who I was, and he came up to me, and he was just like, "We're going to work together," like he told me. And so I was like, okay, cool. I hadn't heard his stuff. And then later we played something called On the Block. We played On the Block, which was actually hosted by, Sushi and Jamesy. And there was a bunch of great artists from Sacramento and Vegas, including our friend Cameron Calloway. Philharmonic was on that. And everyone just really fell in love with his amazing, just his stage presence, his voice, everything he does is amazing. And we had this song we've been working on for a long time, and we had it on the shelf. We weren't sure what to do with it. And one day we were just in rehearsal, and there was a bridge part, and it just struck me. I was like, what if we got the Philharmonic? He ended up on the hook and all this other stuff, and he just, you know, it was just a great collaboration. He's just such a great talent.
When I call you, when I need you, I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. Can I call you?
Can I call you?
When I need you.
Need you.
I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. Can I call you?
I just want some evidence of us in the present tense. These messages searching for elephants to the situation. I'm missing your voice lately, so can I call you, maybe my lady?
Can I call you when I need you? I don't care about nothing else. I'm just thinking about you.
Putting an album out is no easy task. There's usually a producer behind it. How did that come about?
Well, there's a fantastic engineer and producer who runs Tone Factory Studios in Las Vegas, Vinny Castaldo. Vinny Castaldo is one of the best music people that you could just work with. He has a great knowledge. He works with some greats. I mean, he currently works with, you know, the OJs, always working with Eddie LaVert. He's worked with the Jacksons and, you know, countless other people. But he also likes to build, you know, smaller artists as well.
I think the first song we recorded with him actually was Pressure.
Yeah.
From the first moment that we heard him play it back to us, at the end of that session, like before he had even mixed it or anything, we were like, oh, this sounds really, really good. This is so much different and so much better.
The main thing about Vinny coming in is he gives you that ear, but he also trusts us. That's the other thing. There was never a feeling, even though he gives us tough love at the same time, you know, he wants us to express ourselves and grow, and he wouldn't have worked with us if he didn't appreciate that. And so you feel the mutual respect. And one thing I loved seeing was how we came in here and everyone just kind of set their egos aside just to find what works best. That's what we learned, I think, on this album. What works best? It's not just what you want, but like what serves the song and the listener.
That's music from The Leak. And you can see the band perform music from the new album, Times Like These, at an all-ages album release party at Momo Sacramento on May 4th. We also have videos of The Leak performing the lead single, The Lick, and the song Pressure on our website. That's capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak.
I'll rest my head on your cloth if you'd stay and tell me why I am here with you.
Joe Kai is a Korean-American violinist and looper. After living in Sacramento for a few years, he moved to Portland, but he came back last month to debut his new album, Migrants. Here's my conversation with Joe. He talks about what went into making the new album.
Migrants is really an opportunity for me to address a lot of my own identity, not just as a Sacramento person as it was before, but really as an American with a diverse array of experiences. So it's a really eclectic album. There is blues music, there is a string orchestra, there is jazz, classical, all of the different things that I think create the tapestry of myself.
Are you ready to perform?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, let's hear something from the new album then.
Okay, great.
Here he is, Joe Kai.
Candlelit dinners filled with spam and ketchup to the neighbor. Little he knows about the world he left behind. Receiver, hang up the phone if someone calls and you don't recognize. Her lullaby is caught up in the memory of the past goodbye. And spilling your guts to no one on the floor except your mother. Filling your lungs with all the gases of your noble father. Taking it back cause it was never yours to start it over. To your grandma's house she loved but never knew she had a daughter. If only you could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. You could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. I stayed in tune until the teacher told me I don't have it. I gave it to the student, he forgot his dinner blessing. Sit for the lesson, I can promise if you're patriotic. Please don't leave this country that became a prison and a habit. I play for you, but mostly me, I need an answer. How can you root a tree that never had a chance to water? So let me drink to glory days locked in the distant future. Yes, it's getting cold, the crowds are hungry, and it's getting darker. If only you could have seen under my letter, I would sit next to you. If only I could have been taller and cooler, I'd make it up to you.
People might know you were born in Korea.
Yeah.
So did you watch a lot of the Olympics?
Oh my gosh, I did. So much of it.
And did you think of yourself as a Korean or an American?
I can't believe you thought of this question because I've been thinking about this a lot. And so to have an opportunity to talk about it, it's amazing. I think each time I've watched the Olympics, I've also noticed my identity shifting and developing and evolving. And I think in general, I would say I root anti-colonialist, you know, like whatever oppressive histories in the past. But this was one of the first Olympics where I really found myself rooting for Team America and seeing specifically Chloe Kim, who was the young Korean-American women snowboarder who just destroyed the competition. I cried. I'd never cried, you know, watching a sporting event before, but to see a Korean-American like that representing America on that stage and performing as she did, it was really cathartic for me because growing up, you know, you watch the Olympics and Team America looks very different from what Team America looks like now. And I think that, you know, I think that's a good prescription for what we can do as we move forward as a society, as a country. I mean, how do we include these people, right? Include people that may not look like what is a stereotypical American and expand upon that definition so that we can include all of the excellence that exists in the closet.
Couple months past here in my conscience. Couple drinks until I'm unconscious. I'm like a prodigal searching for pot of gold. I'm a sweet rainbow right until I vomit. Take me to your place when I'm messed up. I need to fess up. I need an exorcism. My system broke, so I'm slipping. Slow gas tank on low. I need a tow.
Take me to your place and then fall.
What is love in a world of pixels? Swipe left, right, shot down like missiles. The game is crazy. We got so lazy that we raised our profiles more than babies. Ain't nobody think about family. We gotta click a lot of pics out of vanity. And this insanity where you don't know how you feel, but at the least think that you like what you see. Communication will forever be key. Separation of communities that need to bridge the gap. I wonder if my path will lead me to a soulmate that remembers me. Or can I be deleted like another app? Already know the answer, gotta face the fact that relationships take patience and value. So many wanna love, but they don't know how to.
Take me to your place and then fall in love with me again. Take me to your place and then.
That's new music from Joe Kai. He's coming back for a show at Harlow's in Sacramento on May 19th. He's going to be opening for Idea Team at that band's album release party. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard and Cody Drabble. We had help from Nick Bruner, Andrew Nixon, Chris Remington, Anthony Van Hook, and Randall White. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend and go out and see some live music.
Fall in love with me again.